Welcome to Champions of Destiny, a platform where we inspire you to rise above societal challenges. The focus of our study this month is on the topic, Secrets to Finding Fulfillment in Your Life's Work. In our previous contact, I mentioned that the number one secret to finding fulfillment in your life's work is to live a life of purpose and to discover how the work you do is contributing to the purpose of your life. Are you in search of fulfillment in your life's work? Then focus on purpose and the goal you wish to attain. Every morning, when you wake up, recall your purpose and goals, telling yourself why you are going out to work. Having meaning in life is far more important in finding fulfillment than possessing wealth. To optimize purpose and goals in finding fulfillment in your life's work, you should be able to see where your work will lead you to eventually. Knowing there is an end, a good end at that, to the work you are doing, every effort will fill you with joy and fulfillment. Goals are brief ends or stops that you should celebrate on the journey to your destination. You may set goals to achieve certain amount in saving or complete a certificate program while on the job. All these in line to your grand purpose in life. You see, and the Bible says of Jesus, because he knew the joy at the end of his life, he endured the cross with all the accompanying torments. You can see it in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. It is quite disappointing to know that people are living their life without any strategy to achieve a set goal. I hope you have set achievable goals as you perform your work. As you achieve one goal after another with eye on your purpose, you will experience the thrust of energy, joy, and fulfillment. And the second secret to finding fulfillment in your life's work is being true to your values. See, values make us who we are. See, this fulfillment we are talking about is actually what you made of situations, work, or things in line with your true self, or what we call your values. When things are positioned in line with your values, it becomes easier to draw fulfillment from it. Therefore, learn to love you. Learn to be true to who you are. Learn to live you at all times. To go against your values is to set your life up for frustration and conflict. Inner conflict, I mean. You see, a two-faced person has no face. In reality, it is a monster. So be true to who you are, in and out. What are your core values? How do you express these in your activities? When employers expect employees to carry out activities that counter their values or the basic core values of humanity, the workforce will become a bunch of dissatisfied and unmotivated workers. Given a situation like this, you should try to find a way to express your value in your position in whatever little way. Behave like Obadiah. In 1 Kings chapter 18, Obadiah served under the evil Jew of King Ahab and his wife, Jezebel, who hated God and slaughtered all God's prophets. But Obadiah hid and took care of 100 prophets. You see, he survived in an unpleasant work environment by finding a way to express his values. He didn't resign. A secret to a fulfilling life is to be true to your values and to find a way to express it. Number 3, appreciate the best in the present and focus on it. You don't get to decide your working conditions as an employee. A quote from an unknown source says, "Don't wait for the perfect moment. Take the moment and make it perfect." No matter how bad the work environment may be, there must be something good, however small. It may be the office environment, it may be the dignity of the office, it may be cordial colleagues, an understanding boss, or even the blessing of having a job, etc. The secret to fulfillment here is to focus on the good parts and let them be your obsession. This is what has helped me in overcoming my present trials. I learned to look at the best in the present situation while I work towards a better future. Of course, you should know that learning is also a good thing. So while in that position of work, you can focus on learning new things or skills, gaining mastery, or becoming more excellent at what you do. I bet you will find happiness and fulfillment at the end of the day. This will boost your morale and self-worth, and by increasing your efficiency and excellence, you will find fulfillment. Number 4, focus on making a contribution. A study found out that people who do work that benefits society show higher level of job satisfaction. When you know that you are adding value to society or even to individuals, the knowledge of your usefulness generates a motivation of positive energy. In all you do, let every other thing fade in the light of your focus on the contribution you are adding through your work. Your contribution may be in building good relationships. You see, when you contribute to the happiness of others, it often reverberates into your own happiness and fulfillment. So make it a goal to help someone have a better day and work on establishing cordial relationships. Do what you are good at, even if it is for free, especially when it will add value. See, studies have shown that the more you exert your signature strength in daily life, the happier you become. You can confirm this by the thrill you feel when you have spent your time and energy in something productive or something of value. That is why a job that lets you use your talents makes you happier and more fulfilling at the workplace. It is said that making a difference makes a big difference. So find out how you can add color and something new to what you always do. As an administrator, I respond to mails and write memos. My colleagues thought that the job should be easy because after a while, you are to follow a format in writing. For me, this will bring monotony and boredom. So I often research out better ways to write and express myself. And you know, I also express my boss, who's a professor in English language. Having impressed my boss for a while, I asked him for permission to lecture for free while I attend to my administrative work, of course. See, I became one of the most admired staff. Oh, it felt so good. You see, I was obsessed with being valuable and making contribution in line with my purpose. So may I ask you, what contribution are you making through your work? If you can't find any, go and create one. And focus on making contribution to your colleagues, organization, and even the society at large. This is where we'll take a stop for now. Watch out for the next episode titled How to Find Fulfilling Work. This is Samatu with Champions of Destiny, giving wings to your dreams.